clearance from the goal kick. He's brought down by Luke Shaw, and Dorgu's going to take this on. Down the left-hand side, charges forward, finds Mason Mount, gives it back to Dorgu. Dorgu pulls it back. Mason Mount leaves this for Cunha. Cunha in the area! Oh, he hits the post and it's away.
You can't believe it, can he? Does everything right, just through the legs of Calvin Bassey.
Over the top towards Mateus Cunha in the penalty area, brings it down brilliantly, forces an incredible stop from Bernd Leno. What a pass from Altay Bayındır. Incredible control from Mateus Cunha, and it was matched only by the stop from Leno. Whipped in near post, headed away by Mateus Cunha. Smash goalwards. Well, that's an excellent effort from Iwobi, and a stop from Altay Bayındır. Puts it in towards the back post, heads go up, looping header back across the six-yard box. Lenny Yoro lurking, falls to Mbermo. Goodness me, Calvin Bassey has wrestled Mason Mount to the floor, and Muniz has wrestled Luke Shaw to the floor.
Fulham number three pulls a Manchester player to the ground. Final decision, penalty kick.
Puts the ball over the bar, Bruno Fernandes misses a penalty. From the right-hand side, towards the back post, heads go up, it's a goal! Manchester United lead, and it's Lenny Yoro. Moments after making an inch-perfect tackle, comes up, trumps at the other end of the field. So Fulham have possession back, ball into the box, it's turned home. And Manchester United have been pegged back by Emil Smith-Rowe. First touch of the ball for the second-half substitute. Here is the ball from Brian Mbeumo towards the back post. Header comes in, oh, it's just wide. What an opportunity, and it was Harry Maguire. Manchester United, despite taking the lead at Craven Cottage, through a deflected header from Lenny Yoro, unable to hold on. Emil Smith-Rowe equalising for Fulham, and it means that at full-time at Craven Cottage, Manchester United good enough for a point back to Manchester. Fulham 1, Manchester United 1.